In 2018, all-around elite athlete Ross Edgley makes a chance discovery. No one has swum a full circle around Great Britain. To pull it off, he would only have to live out in the open ocean for 157 days. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. After a failed swimming stunt in 2017, Ross Edgley is hungry for some redemption, so he sets up a new feat, swimming for 48 hours straight, supervised by the Marine Corps. In the process, he meets a Marine who casually mentions that no one has ever swum all the way around the entire island of Great Britain. Why not? Because it's absurd. But Ross still thinks, hey, I'm from Great Britain, I'm a great swimmer, I could be the one to do it. He convinces Red Bull to sponsor him. Of course it's Red Bull. And they call it the Great British Swim. Before diving in, Ross grows out his beard to create a so-called shield from jellyfish. Most unique reason I have ever heard for growing a beard. On June 1st, 2018, Ross starts swimming from England's Margate Harbor. He has no intention of going back ashore for 100 days. He'll eat, sleep, and vlog on a catamaran while he's not swimming. And just an hour in, Ross starts bleeding. His wetsuit has chafed the back of his neck raw. He's not going to call off the swim an hour in, so Ross fixes it with some duct tape. Way to pull a MacGyver. Now sporting his stylish duct tape choker, Ross is back in the water. 2 weeks later, he wakes up from a nap to find pieces of his tongue are now falling out of his mouth. It's almost like he shouldn't be doing this. Apparently, this can happen when you have a bad reaction to salt water. And it is super weird and terrifying. If I hadn't called off the swim already, I would have definitely called it off at now parts of my tongue are falling out of my mouth. Ross just vlogs about it and keeps swimming. Soon, he's also battling trench foot, which is kind of like having pruny toes from staying in the bathtub too long, except your skin starts to fall off. He also starts to lose a lot of weight despite consuming liters of Red Bull and, by Ross's own estimate, about 500 bananas to help stave off cramps. 2 weeks in, Ross is swimming along the coast when a jellyfish comes straight at his nose. Then another, and another. 10 jellyfish swim into his face before he can escape. The beard helps, but his nose is now bright red from stings. Forgot to grow out that nose beard. A few weeks later, Ross successfully evades a battleship. Soon, Ross passes Wales, the other side of England, and finally in August, he reaches Scotland. The rough northern tides slow him down, giving him plenty of time to look around in the water and spot a giant basking shark. Ross keeps swimming back to the catamaran after seeing that shark. Good time for a quick little, let's have some food, wait until that shark leaves a little break before hopping back in. And he does hop back in. After 74 days at sea, Ross then breaks the record for longest planned swim at sea. And then he breaks the record again and again and again every second he continues. Finally, in late October, he hits the home stretch. Then on November 4th, 2018, 157 days after he left, Ross sees the beach at Margate Harbor, back where he started. 300 swimmers dive in and join him for the final mile, and Ross makes it to the beach. There, in a tribute to his potassium-rich sea diet, Ross autographs some fans' bananas. Nice. After swimming for 157 days straight, Ross quips that up next, he wants to learn to walk again. His tongue and feet now feeling good and whole, Ross continues to seek out new adventures. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Ross Edgley, check out his book titled The World's Fittest Book. For this episode, we found his vlogs produced with Red Bull incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime history and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. More Incredibleness on Monday. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.